Live from KQED News, I'm Natalia Navarro. The San Francisco Department of Public Health is attributing a slight decrease in overdose deaths in the city to a new treatment method. New data from the department shows 66 people died from an accidental drug overdose in the city last month, down from 73 last May. Chief Medical Officer Dr. Joanna Eveland says giving people who are addicted to opiates small doses of buprenorphine over time as opposed to larger doses is helping people experiencing withdrawal from relapsing.
Microdosing, or gradual dose increases, provides a gentler way to start the medication. By starting with a small dose of buprenorphine and gradually increasing the dosage over days, we're able to mitigate the withdrawal symptoms.
This comes as Governor Newsom announced Friday that the state was increasing availability of state-branded naloxone, the drug that reverses opioid overdoses. State leaders announced Saturday they've reached an agreement on the state budget. In a press release, Governor Newsom said the deal reached between him and leaders of the Assembly and Senate involves $300 billion in expenditures while filling a $4.8 billion budget deficit. The deal proposes to use more than $12 billion from the state's rainy day fund over the next 2 years to help shore up the deficit. To reduce spending in the general fund, the budget includes a reduction of almost 8% to nearly all state department budgets in all categories, from personnel and contracting to not filling vacant positions. Lawmakers are expected to finalize the budget this week. I'm Natalia Navarro, KQED News.